from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Over the top, the pass, perfect. Keenan Allen cuts back to the middle. He's going to find his way home. What a play on fourth down and a touchdown.
CBS on the call. Jim Nantz talking about Justin Herbert, doing some Justin Herbert things, throwing touchdown passes all over the field for the LA Chargers. Well, yesterday, Justin Herbert diagnosed with plantar fasciitis, right foot. Going to be in a boot, Vinny, for a couple of weeks. The hope is he'll be ready for week one and the Raiders, but a lot of excitement about Chargers. I think a lot of it is based on the head coach.
No doubt.
Jim Harbaugh, but there has been talent there for a couple of years. They're just 2 years removed from a playoff appearance where they blew a big lead. But Justin Herbert, if he's not going, they're not going, because you already have a bunch of injury-plagued dudes on your defensive side of the ball. They got the Ravens running back room of 2023 carrying the football, but no Herbert, no chance. And, as you know, that plantar fasciitis stuff can be pretty annoying and lingering long-term sort of stuff
there. Yeah, and it's extremely painful, and it hurts when you're walking on it, just right in the middle of your bottom of your foot. And, and if you're a football player playing a quarterback where you're dropping back, planting on that right foot makes things really difficult. So there, at least he's got this work in, to learn the offense, throw some passes and stuff. And I'm guessing that he'll progress, and they're hoping that it's 2 weeks. Could it last longer? Sure. I would think eventually, he gets a cortisone shot in there, eventually.
DeAndre Hopkins, we talked about this with Howard Balzer about a half hour or so ago. He's out with a knee injury. He could miss 4 to 6 weeks. You got Will Levis, young quarterback, taking over the reins there. Hopkins had over 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns last year. Treylon Burks will get an opportunity to run with the ones, and yep, he was the guy that was handpicked by Tennessee to replace A.J. Brown, who they traded to Philly, and because of injuries and other issues, Burks has never been that first-round level guy. This is a golden opportunity to be that.
Yeah, Burks needs to step up, as long as they're down. Running game should help them, too. Running game has got to help Levis, take some of the pressure and heat off him. Why was Tannehill so good? He had Henry to pound a rock. So that if they can be a better running team, I think that'll help Levis a lot.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NFL Lunch here on this Featured Artist Friday. It is Ted Nugent just tuning into the program. Speaking of guys that were hurt, Andrew Voorhees missed his entire rookie season with an injury. Drafted out of USC, now playing it right in there as the left guard. He's number one on the depth chart. Got to make some things happen, and unless he sucks, he's going to be the starter against Kansas City on September 5th. But Andrew Voorhees met with the media yesterday and was asked what it was like to get out there in pads for the first time in a long time.
I think I was mostly excited, if I could describe my emotions, if you will, just excitement, right? It had been a long time since I put pads on, been a long time since I hit somebody, so I was really thrilled to be back out there and thankful at the end of the day. Again, just felt like I built a strong foundation this last year to 18 months, so it was exciting to get back out there again and go remember the reason why I played the game.
Yeah, I like the kid, and I think it was an outstanding move by Eric, you know, going back into the draft in the seventh round and picking up a guy, you know, who they felt like could become a starter. He's going to become a starter. Right now he is the starter, and I think that, like you said, Bob, unless he gets hurt or something, he is starting against Kansas City Chiefs on September the 5th. I just think it's a guy that fundamentally he's real good. He must have busted his ass in the weight room because he's strong and he looks good physically. So I like everything about him. I like his footwork. I like his fundamentals. He's a good athlete. Comes from a good program, USC. So I think it was a hell of a move by the Ravens when they got him.
And here's Andrew Voorhees talking about that. The Ravens taking an investment in him and hopefully it pays off for both sides.
It was an investment for sure, right? Just not knowing with my injury and it being so late in the process. So yeah, it was beyond grateful when I got the call from Mr. DaCosta and the Baltimore Ravens decided to select me as one of their choices. Again, they poured into me all last year and I gave them everything I had. Just felt like the foundation that I built for myself and just the belief and the work ethic I had with everyone on staff, weight room and our training room and even our position coaches and stuff, just felt like it all has paid dividends.
Yeah, he tore his ACL at the combine.
Right, and he's been hurt before, so he's got to just stay healthy. And the progress, like he talked about, the weight room stuff, I don't know what he looked like, you know, his combine pictures, what they look like. But he looks physically right now, he looks like he's been in a weight room. So that's good, and you don't see any issues with the knee. He can run, do all those things. He's got some toughness about him. So, yeah, I've liked everything about him, and I think they have too because he's been the starting left guard basically since OTAs.
Yeah, 25 years old, though. Mm-hmm. If we want to look for a negative, and, you know, if he can come out here and perform right out of the gate, we'll accept that in a big, big way. And here's John Harbaugh talking about not just Voorhees, but, you know, who's, for all intents and purposes, a rookie, Roger Rosengarten. What's going on with both of these dudes?
They've been, I would say, steadily improving, you know, and, I mean, it's steadily improving, then something will happen. I think, you know, Andrew will be mad about the play today where Travis Jones had the great pass rush on him, but he had, I don't know, numerous other very good plays. Thought Roger's been doing well, deserved a shot with the ones. You saw him get a shot with the ones today. So we'll just kind of keep working through that and let it play out.
Biggest thing with young guys is don't stand up off the snap. And that's what a lot of them tend to do because when you stand up against a Travis Jones, what's Travis Jones is 330 pounds or whatever, he's going to walk you back. So leverage and fundamentals is key. And the thing with Rosengarten, the big thing with him is going to be technique and fundamentals because he needs to live in the weight room for a year, kind of like Voorhees did. And is he getting better? Yeah, I guess we're going to see preseason games. The biggest thing that I've got with him, because he's a good athlete, he can run and pull and do all those things. I just want to see the anchor. Can he anchor against those stud players? Because, you know, Bob, those first four games, if he's starting the first four games, there's some pretty good rushers, you know, than in Kansas City and Dallas and stuff that he's going to be going against.
NFL Lunch here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw on this lovely Friday. What's hot out, actually? 105.7 The Fan. We talked earlier about Lamar and Bateman not being on the same page. Harbsy, what about Lamar and Zay?
I do. I feel like he and Zay have had it kind of from the first day. That tends to be the case with good players and great athletes. They seem to they figure each other out pretty quickly, right? Guys like you and me go out there, and there's no chemistry.
What I want to say, Bob, well, then what's he saying about Bateman?
Yeah.
You know?
I think it speaks volumes. Yeah. Not even mentioning his name, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but with Zay Flowers, I mean, Zay's going to get balls. Zay has a South Florida connection. I mean, they got a thing there. They get along great. He's been, you know, what, he catch 77 balls last year for him. So anybody that's doing those kind of things for you. And the best thing that he does is takes a quick screen and makes it a 30-yard run. I mean, a quarterback loves all those free yards.
And look at it this way. And when we talk about Rashad Bateman, which we tend to do a lot, for a guy that still needs to prove himself, it might not even be in a Ravens uniform next year if he doesn't blossom in 24. He and Flowers played the exact number of games last year, 16. Like the first 2 years of Bateman, well, he's hurt. He's not on the field, blah, blah, blah. But he played 16 games. Zay Flowers, rookie.
Yep.
108 targets. Rashad Bateman had 56 receptions, 77 for Zay Flowers. Bateman, 32. They were in Paris at the same time. Lamar and Bateman didn't even know it. I'd be willing to bet my left testicle that if Zay Flowers was in Paris or Mark Andrews or who knows, Tyler Linderbaum, Lamar would have known it or vice versa. Like neither guy knew the other one was even there.
So that means basically what it means, Bob, is they don't follow each other on social media, right? I mean, these days, I'm guessing, Norm, you're a younger dude. I'm guessing that they're all over social media with each other.
Who told us this in the first place? Because it keeps getting brought up on the show, the Lamar and Bateman in Paris.
Wasn't it like a fancy fashion show or something like that?
Right, but I'm...
Yeah, fashion, yeah.
I don't hear it get brought up online much. That's why I just... Okay. It only gets brought up on the show. That's why I was curious where it came from.
But I guess to Vinny's question, if they're active in social media, you would figure the one would know the other.
Right.
Yeah, well, I will say in this day and age, Vinny is correct that people put too much stock in that. But if they weren't following each other, I think it would have been a headline already because those always make headlines. Okay. It's searchable. You can look at who's following who.
Oh,
so. I really don't care that much.
Yeah, I
just want them to perform together when they play
when
football.
They throw deep balls, I want them to catch it. At least be in a vicinity.
It's Vinny at Haney 105. So the Fan will come back. American League East report as we transition back to a little baseball for you. Orioles got their hiney spanked in Cleveland. They're now tied for first in the American League East with the Yankees. We'll give you the schedules. Listen to some of the lowlights from yesterday. But Kobe Mayo's coming up, everybody. We're excited about that. Standings report, regular season, wild card, etc., etc. And we'll talk Guardians with Joe Noga. 1:30, do the Guardians have a problem in their rotation? Not performance-wise, but injury-wise.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Stay tuned.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East.
Vinny and Haney.
Uh-huh. Crushed. Deep right. Santander will wave goodbye. Jose Ramirez with a right hand to the chin of the Baltimore Orioles.
Bally Sports, gotta love the boxing reference there. And yes, that was a Foreman right hand to the chin as the Orioles fell behind 7-2 at that time. Jose Ramirez, 2-for-3, 3 ribbies. David Fry hit a 3-run homer. Bo Naylor also a 3-run jack. Travis Rogers got lit up. So did Suarez. As Webb got lit up. So the Orioles got lit up in Cleveland. Looked good, promising in the first inning as the Orioles put a run on the board, back-to-back doubles to start the game, but Lively settled down. He picks up the win, and the Orioles fall in game one of that four-game set to the first-place Cleveland Ball Club. Tonight, game two of the series. Dean Kramer, 4-7 with a 4.20, taking our right-hander Carlos Carrasco, the veteran. He's 3-9 with a 5.68, and he's had a rough go of it his last two outings. The good news for the Orioles today, and we won't get the lineup for another couple hours, I guess, 7:10 first pitch. Kobe Mayo getting called up from Norfolk. In Aberdeen and Norfolk, remember, he started at AAA, then broke his rib running into the dugout, had some rehab time at Aberdeen where he hit like 500, whatever it was. 308, 23 homers, 67 driven in. His OPS over 1,000. Fourth round pick back in 2020. Orioles paid him over slot because that was the year they drafted Heston Kerstad, number 2 overall. And we talked about this yesterday. Kerstad was sent back to the minors in the flurry of roster maneuvering yesterday afternoon. But Kobe Mayo is going to make his debut here in Baltimore, or in Cleveland, with the Orioles coming up tonight at 7:10. Do not forget, everybody, by the way, that Baltimore baseball tonight, 6 o'clock. Tim Barbalays, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, getting you ready for the second. It's a long second game of the series, long road trip for the Orioles as they go through Toronto and then Tampa before they come back home on, what is it, August the 13th, I believe, is the next home game. Down at Camden Yards, which means we'll be back at Pickles Pub for that one. Schedule in the American League East today. Toronto's at New York as the Blue Jays, they're done. See, wouldn't want to be. Kevin Gausman, former Oriole, trying to do his ex-teammates a solid against Marcus Stroman, former Blue Jay. 7:10 first pitch. Boston is at Texas. That's coming up 8:05. Crawford against Arena. And then Tampa is at Houston, taking on the Astros. It is Jose Kikuchi, his former Blue Jay. They gave up a haul, apparently, to get him away from Toronto. So Kikuchi will make the start for the Astros coming up tonight. Standings in the American League East and beyond. The Orioles and Yankees identical. 65-45 records, meaning they're tied for first. Orioles are 5-5 in their last 10. The Yankees won 5 in a row. They're 6-4. Boston 6.5 out. Tampa 9 back. Cleveland 6 up on Kansas City. Guardians have won 4 straight. They're 7-3 last 10. Kansas City's won 4 in a row. 6-4 their last 10. Bobby Witt's been incredible. Pasquantino hit 2 homers last night, by the way, for the Royals. Minnesota 6.5 out. Staying in that division. White Sox have lost 17 straight games.
Oh.
Yeah, have fun with that, Garrett Crochet. Let's just say you won't have to worry about pitching in October. There you go. Enjoy it while it lasts. Houston and Seattle tied for first out in the West. Defending world champion Rangers are 4.5 out. In the National League, you got Philadelphia 6 up on the Braves. Phillies lost 4 in a row, 7 of 10. Braves have won 3 straight, so they're kind of clanking around, as are the Mets. Brujas 5.5 up on the Cardinals, 6 up on the Pirates in the Central. And out West, National League, Dodgers lead now only 4.5 ahead of the red-hot San Diego Padres, 9-1 in their last 10 games. Diamondbacks only 5 games back as well. Wild card standings as we sit on August the 2nd. If the playoffs start today, which they don't, remember we do this exercise all year long with football too. Yankees, Royals, and Twins would be your wild cards in the AL. Boston's 2 back. Seattle's 3.5. Tampa's 4.5 back. In the National League, your wild cards would be the Bravos, Padres, and D-backs. The Mets are 0.5 game back. Cardinals, 2 back. Pirates, 2.5. The Giants are 4.5 out. So still a lot of teams clanking around. We'll stick a fork in, if you don't mind. Blue Jays, Angels, A's, and obviously the White Sox in the National League. I mean, the Nats are 9 out of the wild card, so we're sticking a fork in them. Same with the Marlins and the Colorado Rockies. But everyone else still hoping for things to go well for them here in the final 2 months of the regular season. That's your AL East report and beyond. We got time for a phone call there. Nolan McGraw, let's do it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to White Marsh. It's Cliff. Cliffy, what's up?
Hey, nice checking in with you guys. Real quick, one baseball, one football. You know, Bob, I think the Padres, I just have a gut feeling. I think they're going to the World Series. It just might be a little bit more than a hunch. They have a good club. They have some good pitching, good starting pitching. And I just have a feeling about that.
Yeah, Dylan Cease. Cease has been on fire. Hey, they're going to get Tatis back, too, before this season.
Yeah, and the Dodgers are heading the other way. I just have a bad feeling about them for all Dodger fans. But, Vinny, about the Ravens, without that injury to Andrews last year, you know, this guy, likely he'd be just an afterthought, but he's going to have a breakout year. And I remember the play when he threw into triple coverage, Lamar trying to get that ball to him. That might just be his go-to guy. I'm just saying. And they're going to have Andrews back full speed. And I think that Bateman is just a guy for some insurance. I don't expect very much out of him. Bob and Vinny, he's just a guy, and I do not believe that he's going to have a big year, and there's not enough footballs to go around is what I'm saying. So I don't know what you think about that, but I'll let you guys go. Have a good weekend.
You do the same, Cliff.
Yeah, I think likely showed what he could do when he got a chance to play, because prior to that he had like 4 catches prior to Andrews getting hurt, and he wasn't involved at all, and then, you know, kind of showed what he can do. He stepped up when opportunity arose. And that's the thing, you know, and he made plays for Lamar. And that's the thing that Bateman's got to do. I mean, it's only advantageous for the Ravens offense if Bateman can do something over there.
We were talking last week when you were on vacation, Vinny, about O.A. Bateman, same draft class.
Yep.
Most likely to have a positive influence on the team. Owe needs to be good. No, Bateman, we're like, Cliff just mentioned it, Nolan and I talked about it, callers. Best case scenario, Bateman's the 4th receiver on the team. If likely and Andrews can coexist, as we've talked about, because you know Zay and Andrews are the top 2, then likely. Best case scenario, Bateman's number 4. Owe's got to be. I mean, the Ravens will win games if Bateman does what he did last year.
Right.
Owe's got to bring more to the equation than 5 sacks.
I agree totally with you, but he's got to have 8+, in my opinion. I mean, otherwise, I don't know where they're not going to lead the league in sacks. There's no way.
Yeah.
Unless
I don't think
all of a sudden,
anyway,
you know, Orr's defense, you know, they're blitzing and they're creating a ton of sacks. I don't know. I hope so, but I don't see it.
Guardians hosting the Orioles. We'll talk about the first place Cleveland Ball Club with Joe Noga from Cleveland.com. Then it's a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, but we have an Olympic report coming your way. It's Vinny and Haney Nolan here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's the Nuge. I haven't heard a certain song yet. Here to talk about the rest of this series from Cleveland.com. Let's welcome back. He was on the show back in late June when Cleveland took 2 out of 3 from the Birds. Then he is Joe Noga. Joe, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here in Baltimore.
Hey, no problem.
Now, first time you guys were here, you took 2 out of 3, and one of the participants in one of those wins was Tanner Bibee, who won the opener of that series, scheduled to go tomorrow. He will not. So tell our listeners what's going on there, and hopefully nothing serious. Is this a pushback out of precautionary measures? How long is he going to be missing his turn, and who's going to replace him against the Orioles?
Yeah, it kind of caught us by surprise at the end of Stephen Vogt's availability on Thursday. He said kind of offhand, he's like, oh, yeah, Tanner Bibee won't pitch on Saturday. Instead, Joey Cantillo, the rookie lefty who started last week against Philadelphia and lasted about 4 innings, he's going to go. Bibee's going to be pushed back until after the weekend. He won't pitch until Monday at the earliest, maybe after that. They said there was some shoulder tightness after his last start on Monday in Detroit, which he went, you know, 6 innings and looked really good and didn't give any signs afterwards that he was not feeling right. And Bibee's been dealing with some cramping issues this year. He's, been taken out of games a couple of times early because he's cramped up and had trouble there. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on it, but it didn't sound like it was anything too serious at the time from Stephen Vogt.
All right, Joe, we're a few days past the trade deadline. Cleveland, best record in baseball. Stephen Vogt's got to be the front runner for manager of the year in the American League, with all due respect to Kansas City and others clanking around there. But we saw Thomas do some damage against the Orioles last night. Everyone satisfied with what the Guardians did to maintain their advantage in the Central and make a run at the World Series?
I think it feels like a really Guardians-like trade deadline, where they didn't give up too much. They didn't make a huge, bold, marquee move, but they made a move to get better in getting Lane Thomas to improve the lineup. And, you know, we got to wait and see on Alex Cobb, bringing him in. He hasn't pitched at all this year. But when Alex Cobb is healthy, he is a very serviceable arm in a starting rotation, and that's what they need. They need guys to get them innings. Get them 5-6 innings a night, and if they can do that and get to the bullpen, this team is pretty tough to beat.
Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Guardians, Orioles, Game 2, 7-10 out there, Progressive Field. Jose Ramirez, he bashed away at the Baltimore pitching again. He just won't leave us Orioles alone. He passed Albert Bell a couple of days ago for the all-time list, number 2 in Cleveland history. What it has been like? What's it been like, Joe, covering him? He didn't look like the stereotypical modern-day athlete, all svelte and like Gunnar Henderson or Bobby Witt, somebody like that. But, man, can he hit a baseball, and he's no scrub defensively. Covering Jose Ramirez has been like what for you?
It's been the absolute joy of my career, obviously, just to watch him not just hit the ball, but to run the bases, to the way he interacts with his teammates in the dugout, the way he holds court when he's not at the plate. He's at the end of the dugout talking to the younger players, telling them what to look for, making the teammates around him better at all times. It's been a real joy to watch him, and the results that he's producing this year are some of the best of his career, and he's on a trajectory right now to once again be a contender, a top 10 vote getter in the MVP race. Obviously, Aaron Judge and Gunnar Henderson and Bobby Witt Jr., you're talking about stature here. I'm a big Star Wars fan. Yoda's a great character in Star Wars. Don't judge a guy by his size. That's not what you got to look at. And Jose Ramirez isn't flashy. He's not one of those guys that pimps home runs. He hustles and he runs hard, and he's absolutely a joy to watch play.
Hey, Joe, when the season was getting ready to begin, preseason basically, what was your prediction for the Cleveland Guardians this season?
I don't think any of us had first place and best record in baseball circled in our on our bingo card We thought that the offense was going to struggle, and there have been times when the offense has struggled. They've been shut out 10 times this year, which is a lot, but they've also shut teams out 10 times, and this bullpen has been extraordinary. I think it's been really the key to the entire season, to sort of holding the whole team together, the glue that sort of holds the team together. When you get to the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, and you've got to face Cade Smith, Hunter Gaddis, and Emmanuel Clase, if you don't have a lead, you're not going to get one. And most of the time, you're not even going to get a hit. They've had several appearances this year where they've gone 4-plus innings and not only not allowed a run, but they've allowed one or fewer hits in those outings. It's just been a collective effort by this group that's been outstanding.
Hey, Joe, how do you see the next three games playing out?
It's going to be tough for the Guardians to stand in there with this Baltimore lineup. We saw flashes of it yesterday that they can take the ball out of the yard. Anthony Santander is he's pretty tough player that used to be in the Guardians organization. But I'll tell you, the guys, Carlos Carrasco seems to go a good three innings and then run out of gas. That's who's going tonight on the mound. Joey Cantillo, a lefty going Saturday, who, if he's in the strike zone, he's got a chance, but he struggled to find the strike zone against Philadelphia, and who wouldn't against that lineup? I think a really good chance for a Cleveland win on Sunday comes with Gavin Williams on the mound. Obviously, that's going to be a tough matchup for Cleveland, but he's pitched really well in his last couple of outings, 17 strikeouts in his last two appearances.
Well, Kobe Mayo makes his debut, we think, for the Orioles tonight. So if you catch that ball, that home run ball, Joe, like Jackson Holliday, he got a bat. He gave the kid a bat for catching that grand slam. Joe Noga, Cleveland.com. Joe, we appreciate the time as always. Maybe we'll talk to you during the postseason if you following along where I'm going with this one, right?
Yeah, I hope so. That'd be a great trip. I'd love that.
Yeah, we need some redemption for 1997. That was bogus, man. All right, Joe, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, guys.
All right, Joe Noga joining us. No Tyler Linderbaum at practice today. What does that mean? I don't know. But I'm just sharing the news with you. We'll come back. Funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, that Inside Access takes over at 2. And then it's Baltimore baseball tonight. Tim Barbalace, Mike Bordick, Salvo Auto Parts, Orioles, Guardians, Game 2. We're talking about it here on The Fan. For the head back home, Yankees and Birds are tied for first place. Ravens out of practice today. No Tyler Linderbaum. What does any of this mean?
Bob, they had pads yesterday. Short practice today and then pads tomorrow. I'm guessing he's getting a off day.
Quick draw. What do you got going on this weekend?
We'll see. Plans to be determined, although I'm sure the missus has plenty of plans that I'm not aware of, so that's how it always goes.
Now it's the missus.
No, there you
well,
go.
Well, I don't know. Is that reserved for marriage? Can you say missus for a regular relationship?
No, the term changes when you get married. If you're
right,
not
right.
You're not. Then you got no say-so
at all.
Well, I guess it's miss. Miss for unmarried, missus for married, right?
Yeah. Well, I would say the old lady, but that would not go over well with this current landscape that we live in. Vinny, what do you got going on?
I'm going to go out to the Ravens tomorrow. Otherwise, I got nothing. No plans.
Getting a haircut. It's got to happen. It's like number one on the agenda. Getting up early, sucking down some coffee, reading my newspaper, and then heading off to get the old mane chopped a little bit. So there you go.
When you get your haircut, you go home and take a shower, just spend all that time trying to get the loose hair out? It drives me crazy every time I get a haircut.
No. I just wait till the next day. Because if I go in the morning, which is the plan, then I'm going to come home and cut my grass. So I'm not going to take a shower to go cut grass. And we'll play it by ear. I didn't really think about it that much. But no, I go to a place where they wash the hair for you if you choose to get that done, which I don't.
Well,
but that's just me.
Maybe I need to invest in that.
Yes. What, a haircut? or washing it? I mean, washing hair is good. It's good. All right, let's go to the funhouse. Enough about hair.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says, I won't make a sweeping judgment on Rodgers after last night, but what we saw was beyond just tough luck. It was not a good outing. Can't say I'm optimistic about him being a somewhat consistent fifth starter.
And I think the pessimism isn't unwarranted. A lot of loud contact off the bat. What do they say? The exit velo was pretty strong against Trevor Rodgers, but plenty of time to straighten out because he's in the rotation and he's going to get the ball every fifth day. So hopefully he regained some of that steadiness that he had prior to the trade. This guy was a former All-Star 3 years ago.
This texter here says, the O's are better now because, let's be honest, they stockpiled all the picks from being in the basement forever. The problem with the old owner was that he would never go out and spend money or acquire pitching. The Orioles have a new owner, still won't go out and prioritize getting good pitching. That's why the fan base is upset by the deadline.
He's been the owner since March. Yeah. Let's not put him in categories that he doesn't deserve to be in yet. Let's wait till free agency starts to get in. We're already calling this guy cheap.
And come on, man. Peter Angelos did spend.
He spent. The Orioles had the highest payroll in baseball 2 years running in the late 90s. He got burned with a couple of crappy free agents. People stopped showing up. Yeah. He got frugal. It's as simple as that. But to compare David Rubenstein to the Angeloses of current vintage, that's completely unfair and unwarranted because you don't know. What were they going to do? Right. Who were they going to get that would have said they're not cheap? They would have been trading prospects. Yeah. Tarek Skubal's not making any money right now. He's controlled for two more years. They went out and got Zach Eflin, who's making how much next year?
17 or 18 million.
It doesn't sound like a cheap owner to me. We'll start judging his frugalness or his willingness to spend when it's time to start paying some people here.
Or eating Eloy Jimenez's contract for the final month.
That was kind of a stupid move, if you ask me. Sure. But that's another story altogether.
Speaking of Jimenez, a texter here says, so yesterday, Hyde, during his pregame press conference, says that Eloy Jimenez still isn't quite 100% healthy, and they'll be using him sparingly until he is. Are they serious? You traded for a guy who isn't healthy and flat out admit that you just booted Kerstad for this guy who's only going to pinch hit.
Again, stupid move. This guy hasn't been a reliable performer for 5 years. He doesn't even have his own glove. He has to borrow it from other players because he plays so sparingly defensively. And now Kobe Mayo's up, who could be your right-handed DH. I don't get the whole Eloy Jimenez thing, and quite frankly, never will. Slater, I get, because he can play defense. He, you know, got some wheels, can get on base a little bit. But Jimenez, ugh.
And last thing here, I actually got a call from Matt in Maine earlier in the day, and he presented something that I actually hadn't thought of. But as far as Adley's slump here, going back quite a ways here, he noted that Adley was hit by a pitch about a month ago, start of July or late June, and really ever since then hasn't been himself at the plate. I was wondering if it could be a result of getting hit by a pitch there in the hand.
Yeah, I don't recall that, and I apologize. But perhaps maybe he's playing in some pain. We do see McCann catch quite often, a guy with a broken face. But a $125, I mean, that's beyond playing in pain. That's a guy who is in a massive, massive slump. And he's not hitting ninth. He's in the top of the order. So he's got to start performing. His track record says he will. But a month plus ago, he was hitting over 300. Now he's barely holding on to 260. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next. We'll be back on Monday. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy, everybody. We'll talk to you. Have a great weekend for now. Class dismissed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.